Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Gimel. We are on Yud Beis, Amud Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Tznan Hasam. We have discussed the Mishnah, and then we had the Braisa that had a list of which halachos are crucial for the day of Aleph Tishrei. So we spoke about Yurakos in the Mishnah and the Braisa, and the Braisa added on Maestros and Nedarim. So the last point we mentioned was Nedarim, and the Gemara said, what does Nedarim mean? It means in terms of, if somebody says, Mutar Hana for this year, not a year, that would be 12 months, but this year, that was enough Gemina, even one day. So we said, yeah, even one day, if he wants to be Mitzaer himself, and we related that to the Gemara elsewhere, that discusses Yisurin, even a little drop of Yisurin, is considered, is Nechshav Yisurin. And the last point I just wanted to mention in terms of, I didn't get to mention yesterday, except very quickly, and that is the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara. Minchas Chinuch notes in Shin Tzadikei Os Tesvav that Maaser Rishon, since the time of Bayesheni, has not been given to the Levim. Even though Midoraisa is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether it is only given to the Levim, or it could also be given to the Levim, but it could also be given to the Kohanim. So we Paskin should be given to the Levim. The question is, though, Ezra HaSofer, was Kones find the Levim that we should not give them the Maaser Rishon? Ask them in Chaschinach there in Shin Sadihei. So how was Ezra able to do that? We know the principle of the Taz says it at least twice, once in Arachai and once in Yaradeya, that the Chazal are not allowed to knock out something that is Dover Mefurish Laheter, B'Torah. So where the Torah explicitly writes something's Mutter, the Torah, the Chachamim can't come and say it's Aser. The Torah says certain things are Aser. The Rabbanan are allowed to add on certain extra things are Aser. Gzeira, you might come to, right, the Basar Of Bechalav is not Mefurish in the Torah that it is Aser. It's not Mefurish in the Torah that it's Mutter. Right? It's just not in the Torah. So it's not included in the Nisr, so Rabbanan are allowed to add on a Gzeira. But where the Torah says this is Mutter, where the Torah says, the Taz's context is, Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah. So the Taz says, we can't make a gzeira like we have in all the other holidays about blowing musical instruments, and it's a gzeira, and then Rosh Hashanah, never blow shofar. Stover mefurish b'Torah laheter. And therefore, fine, when it falls out on Shabbos, then we won't blow. But when during the week, so then you have to blow. And the Taz gives the other example of bris milah on Shabbos when it is bismano. So ask the Minchas Chinuch. So here it says in the Torah to give to Levi a Maaser Rishon. So how did Ezra Sofer have the authority and the power to come and say, no, knock out this mitzvah. Knock it out. So one answer might be that who says the mitzvah, it's who says that it's an obligation. Maybe it's just an allowance. Maybe all the Torah is saying is that one is allowed to, but you don't have to. All the other examples that Taz gives is that you have to. You have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And you have to do bris milah b'Shabbos when it's bismano, when it's day 8. So that's one example. The Minchas Torah does not give that answer, but that's one answer one can suggest. If it's just an allowance, so they can knock out an allowance, not an obligation. But the Minchas Chinuch says, if you look in the Rambam, he answers the question in one word. In one word, when the Rambam says that Ezra fined the Levium, the Rambam and the Kesavishan and the Mefarshim ask, what is this word doing there? Bidoro. Ezra fined the Levium in his generation. Bidoro, because they didn't come up. Meaning, other generations, he wasn't saying it forevermore. He was at one time in history, he said that Levium shouldn't get it right now. But their descendants and the future generations, they can get it. We don't give Levium by Sarisho Bismanazeh because... Who says that Levium? Hamosav Echaver Alavaraya. Prove to me that you're a Levi Miyuchas, and I'll give you the Maaser Rishon. Right? I have to take off the Trumas Maaser from in the Maaser Rishon, because that's Aser Ba'achila. So I'm mafresh that with my Truma and Trumas Maaser. But other than that, one doesn't have to give it. That's the Minchas Chinuch discussion in Shin Sadihei. Okay, where we are up to Tznan Hasam, 10 lines up from the bottom, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah in the first parak of Maaseros. As we know, much of Maseches Maaseros is about when the chiyuv of Maaser kicks in. Trumas and Maaseros there is no chiyuv to take a Trumas and Maaseros before the item grows, before it gets, you know, edible, as we'll see different shiurim for different items, as the Gemara will talk about on Amud Beis of today's daf. But that's what Maaseros is about. So, Hatiltan. Tiltan is, what is Tiltan? Rashi says, Min Tavlin Fenugre. It's one of the simonim on Rosh Hashanah. Fenugrek in English. Hatilta, some type of legume. Misha titzmach. It's chayv and maestris from when there is growth. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. hatvua vazesim, grain and olives, misheyaviu shlish, when they grow a third of their maturity. Havashlish, which is the shear of many that is written in Maestros. All tvua, as we will see. My Misha Titzmach, what does Misha Titzmach mean in the context of Tiltan? Misha Titzmach Lizraim, when it grows to seeds. What does that mean to seeds? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says it means when there are seeds that are visible in it. When certain items grow, when there is a legume. What are legumes? All the most corns and beans, and they have seeds in them. So when the seeds are visible inside, Tosfos says it's more than that. Tosfos at the end of Misha Titzmach, Tosfos says when the seeds are not only visible but able to be replanted, and that will generate a new plant. That's a later stage pashtos of the Zrayim. Last three lines of that Tosfos. Misha Tisvach Lizrayim, Hainu, Shed Nigmar Bishulam Kolkach, they are so mature, Shem Tolshino San Vizaran Otan Bamakamacher Matzmiach. If you take them out and plant them somewhere else, so then what they will reproduce. Once heard a shear from forgot who it was. That he gave a shear, and I don't remember. Anyways, he gave a shear about the power of, talking about everything, there's so many powerful things in modern technology. The seed of a fruit, the seed of a vegetable, a tiny little seed. You know how much power and energy there is in that tiny little seed. You put it in the ground, all of a sudden this huge tree comes out from it. We think like everything that's more modern and technologically advanced, that's the power. But one tiny little seed has amazing power in order, and Victor Miller, thank you, that's who it was, Victor Miller, he was the one that gave the shear on, it's Kedarka Bakodesh, about the tiny little seeds and how much power that they have. Okay, Vayter. So, that's the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The Bach takes out the next four words, Minohani Mili. How do we know this? What's the source that the Chiv of Shumas and Maestros is only on a later date, at a later stage, not right when you plant them in the ground or when they take root? Look at Rashi Minani Mili. What is this question going on? Atfua va'azesim koi. It's going on, tfua va'azesim, meaning havashlish. How do I know that Chiyav Maestros kicks in by havashlish? In either direction. Maybe it's only when the food's totally ripe. How do I know that I have to take off Maestros already now? De Maeser de tu de oraisa. Oh, Rashi lishitaso. Rashi said, we mentioned yesterday, Dagon tirosh v'yitzar. Rashi is going to say this three times in today's shir. Right? What's Daraisa? What's Darabanan? Rashi holds that Tfu and Zaysa, that's Daraisa. So why is the Chiyav Daraisa of Maestros, why does that kick in by Havar Shlish? Uminalan de Basar Shlish Azli. De Ilu Yerek, regarding vegetables, de Azobeirabanan Basar Lakita. We will see that later. Rashi is alluding to the Gemara Namid Beis today. Vegetables goes by harvest. That's when the Chiyav kicks in. The Ilan de Azobasar Chanata. Other trees go after blossoming. Maeser de tumi de Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan. It's Rashi Lishitaso. All fruit of the Rabbanan. Besides Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. But the way Rashi says, the question is, and that's how it seems to be the pashas of the Gemara, Havar Shlish. How do we know that's the important shear in Halacha? So, a couple of suggestions. First one right here. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Umatu ba mishpeh de Rav Yossi Aglili. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Mikei Shev Hashanim ba Moed Shnas HaShmita b'chag HaSukos. At the pasuk by Hakel, after the seventh, after Shemitah, the year after the Sukkot, after Shemitah, that's when all the Bnei Yisrael gets together, and the king reads from the Torah, and Anashim v'Nashim v'Taf, right? All Klal Yisrael gets together to hear the words of the Torah. So at the end of the language of the Torah is at the end of the seventh year on Sukkot. So Shnasa Shemitah Maya Vitzei b'Chag HaSukkot Shemitasi. What does the Torah mean that on Sukkot at the end of the seventh year? It says Miketz. Miketz doesn't mean after. Right, so it says seventh year and Shemitah and Sukkot, but Sukkot is not the seventh anymore. So Ela Lomar Lecha, but how must we understand this pasuk? Kol Tevua Shehivia Shlish B'Shvius Lifnei Rosh Hashanah Atanoi Bo Minag Shvius B'Shminis. It must be any Tevua that already grew a third in Shemitah. It has Kedusha Shvius, and therefore there's a little remainder of seventh year in the eighth year. So that's the makar. That's what we say the makar is, because really it's the eighth year. But if it was had a vashlish in the seventh year, that is good enough. Be noe get minag shvius. this doesn't really connect directly to the Gemara, but the Chashuk Yechemin brings it in on this line, so we'll mention it, in terms of Noheg Bo Minog Shvius. So he has a Shaila about a Minhag, Shaila about Minhagim in this context. The question was asked to him, Shaila, Maisa Bebesa Knesa Shehuka Maide B'nai Ashkenaz. There was a shul that people who davened Ashkenaz started the shul. U'behemshach zman shanim rabos, hispalo b'menusach Ashkenaz. They always davened Ashkenaz. U'lam b'shanim achronos, hisma'eta tzibur b'nei Ashkenaz, u'lumatzos b'nei svarad rabim magiyim l'sham. Right, many svaradim came. Ashi b'yimei hachol, nusach hatfila haya kishel b'nei svarad. Rock b'Shabbos was hispalo b'nusach Ashkenaz. During the week it was mostly svaradim, so they started davening nusach svarad. But on Shabbos, when there was a larger group that came, just like the shul always daven Ashkenaz, they still daven Ashkenaz on Shabbos. B'higiyah hayamim no'ram, the yamim no'ram came, the mispalim wanted to know what to do. They wanted to follow the halacha. They know most of them are b'nei svarad, but they know the shul was started as Ashkenaz. So what should they do? So he quotes Shuvas from Rav Moshe, where Moshe discusses in America in terms of it being a melting pot and so many different minhagim. So he talks about going by the rove and going by how it was started, and once it started it can't really change. We're getting into the details, but explains the Chashuk Echemed. It seems that once it was started in a certain way, as long as there is a minyan, there is still a minyan of mispalim that follow that nusach, you can't change the nusach of the shul. That's what he says. Im kayam miyat lefachot minyan shal mispalim nusach Ashkenaz I efshal l'shano says a nusach. He can't change the nusach. We think that changing minhagim are something kal. He quotes the Stechemed. The Stechemed says ein levatel benakel shum minhag shim yia, as long as it's not against or something foolish. But if there's a minhag of doing something one way instead of the other way, I can't just get rid of it. Shim yia koach levatel minhag shenogu avoseim beir zu. If you could do it in city A, yivatlu minhag zeh v'ubir acheres yivatlu minhag acher, and there'll be yivatlu different minhag v'yadei zeh yivulu minhag yisrael shehim Torah. It'll be the Wild West. Everybody will just change minhagim right to left. V'rav, even in the Gemara talks about in Tainus, that the Rav came to a shul. Remember the story about the Hal on Rosh Chodesh? And he says, what's going on here? Right, they say Hal on Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't say that he was mevatel minhag. He was just very surprised. It's like, what's happening here? V'rav, lo ratz levatel, kriyas Hal on Rosh Chodesh, af shei mevarchin. They even made a bracha on it. Ula daito, that's Tosis' question. According to Ibn Rav, it was mevracha levatela. Still, minhag of Hashem b'yedim, he wasn't mevatel it. So, if there's at least a minyan, he said they should keep following it. But if there's 150 people that daven one nusach and 12 people that daven the other nusach, the 150 should try to convince the 12 that this is what the rove is, and maybe you should come over to our minhag. And once that's true, then you can change the minhag, because then everybody, then the shul is a maskim. And if they're not maskim, then tough. You can't change the minhag. But that's his psak. Again, not halakha l'maisa. Every situation is different, but that's his issue of minhagim. So, back to our Gemara. The first source in the Gemara, how do I know that Hava Shlish is the crucial stage of development for the Chi of Amaisris when it comes to Tevua? So, that is based on the Pasuk by Hakel, that it talks about Sukkis being in the seventh year. So, that means items from the seventh year continue into the eighth year. Amalei Reb Zeira l'Ravasi. One second, ask Reb Zeira to Ravasi, who quoted this answer. V'dilma lo ayo klal. How do you know that it's talking about a case of Hava Shlish? And only if it grew a third, if it ripened the third, that's when it has Kedusha and seventh year status. Maybe it's even before that. Maybe it didn't even grow at all. It didn't even start it. It was in the ground. It started taking root, but maybe it didn't even grow a third yet. V'dilma lo ayo klal. V'ka'ama rachmana. Teshameit v'tezel ad chagasukos. So maybe the Torah is even less than that. How do you know it's Havo Shlish? Right? What do you mean? Why would you not? Why just because it's in the ground? You wouldn't be able. Rashi says, what would you not be able to do? You have to treat it with kedusha. Is kedusha shmita? If it didn't even grow at all? No. Rashi says it's terms of an iser avodas karka. Even if it didn't take root yet, it doesn't mean that the fruit have kedusha. Because if it's not a fruit yet at all, the Gemara can't be suggesting that. But at least the Gemara is suggesting, maybe this pasuk is just saying, there's an Isser Avodas Karka, all the way till Sukkis. Where do we have such an idea? Says the Ritva, Tosef HaShvias. The first two prakim in Masech HaShvias discuss that Shvias starts early. So maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. It's not telling you the source of Hava HaShlis. It's just saying no matter what, You were not allowed to work the land until Sukkot. The Ritva doesn't quote it, but you know, we have a precedent of limbo time at the beginning of a year. We discussed a couple of days ago, Yovel somewhat starts on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah, but all the way until 10 days later, so it's still, you know, according to some Tanoim, you know, it's a limbo period. So maybe here too, maybe there'll be a certain time until Sukkot that you're not allowed to work the land. A holdover from the Shemitah year. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is referring to. So the Gemara says, no, lo sal kataitach. It can't mean that. It can't mean that it hasn't grown at all, and there's an Isser relating to that. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, v'chaga asif b'tzeis hashana. Talking about the chagim, the chag where you gather, b'tzeis hashana, as the year leaves. B'tzeis hashana. So Maya is talking about Sukkot. Maya asif. What does it mean, asif? Ilema chag haba b'zman asifa. Is it telling me the chag that comes at the time that you gather at the end of the summer? So Haksiv, it already says that. Ba'aspecha. Says that Rebbe Aspecha migarnecha miyikvecha. So it says Ba'aspecha when you gather. So if it's when you gather, so we already know that the chag is at a time when you're gathering. So why does it call it chag ha'asif? Elamai asif katsir. The gathering must mean, no, the harvesting. It doesn't mean gathering after you have already detached it. It means gathering it from the ground, which means harvesting. So it's the holiday of harvesting. The kimlu hula rabbanan, and the rabbanan have a misora, to call tfuah, sheniksara bechag, any tfuah that is harvested on Sukkot. Now the Torah calls it the holiday of the harvesting somewhat, you know, the other holiday is called Chag HaKatzir, yes. But this is the Asif, the Katzir that is done all the way at the end as you are gathering. B'yadua sheviyishlish lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So you know it has already grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, right, a couple of weeks earlier. And therefore, v'kakarilei b'tzeis Hashanah, and the Pasuk still calls it b'tzeis Hashanah relating to the previous year. So it must be that's the makor of Havo Ashlish. Havo Ashlish grew with because this holiday at the beginning of the following year is called the holiday of harvesting, but it's related to B'tzeis Hashanah, the previous year, and anything you harvest now must have grown a third in the past couple of weeks. I'm saying it must have grown a third a couple of weeks before, and therefore that is how you know that it is Havo Ashlish, the crucial time period. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky there in Mishpatim discusses, we mentioned this in Parshas here a couple of years ago, why is it that the Yomim Tovim in the Torah are always related to agriculture? Right, why don't we just say when it is? They each have an agricultural name. Chag HaAviv, Chag HaKatzir, Chag HaAsif. Why do we need that? Just say what month it's in. So what do you have to call it that? Even if you want to say that the holidays have to be in certain seasons, L'tkufas HaShanah, but why do you have to give it a name? So many answers given to this question, but Rabbi Yaakov says that many times the agriculture is a reflection of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels about us. And that's why rain is such a crucial litmus test, as we'll discuss at length with Hashem in Maseches Tainus, right? All about the davening for rain, and davening for rain, and if it doesn't rain, we take it as a simen klala, and if it rains at the wrong time, we take it as a simen klala. So rain and the agriculture is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, shows what he's thinking of us. That's how he communicates with us. You know, one might say that Bizman Hazeh, you know, in the earlier days, it was an agricultural society, so everybody dealt with that. So Bizman Hazeh might mean Parnassa in general. Parnassa in general, that's, you know, how the Jewish people are doing in general, or how a certain individual is doing. But that is Rabbi Yaakov in Mishpatim relating to the agricultural elements. Period. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. Back to our question. Rabbi Yirmiyah, significant that Rabbi Yirmiyah is talking, as we'll see in a second. Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Zeira, V'kim lehu l'rabbanon bein shlish l'fachos b'shlish? Can the rabbis really tell? Are the rabbis really farmers? They're horticultural experts, and they know the difference between if it's grown a third and not grown a third, and if you harvest it on Sukkot, you know it has grown a third by Rosh Hashanah. Are they so expert they could tell exactly whether Havo Ashlish occurred already or not? That's pretty hard. V'kimul Rabbanan, Rashi. V'kimul Rabbanan, Bitzmiya. V'chi b'kienein, b'tiv gidol hatvua. Are the rabbis experts? Ladas, she'en hatvua re'u yelitzer b'chag, elam kenevi ashlish b'shana sha'avra. Do they really know this? So the answer could be they went to ask farmers. But Rabbi Yirmiyah says, how do they know this? Amar lei. So Rabbi Zeira answers him, Lava mina lacha. Haven't I told you before, my good friend Rabbi Zeira? Lo tafik nafshecha lo bar mihilchasa. Do not take yourself out from halacha. What does that mean? Don't ask those kinds of questions on Chazal and on rules of the Torah. This is how rules work. Don't ask those kinds of questions. Why? Kol midos chachamim keinu. All measurements of the rabbis, or we might add, not just of the rabbis. It just means the rabbis figured out what the Torah meant. Based on halacha Moshe B'Sinai. All measurements go that way. Barbaim sa'ahu tovel, barbaim sa'ah chatzar kurtov, eno yachol et bol behem. For a mikvah, there's a shear. If it's 39.999, it's not good enough. If it's 40, it's exactly good enough. Litvo bahen. Kibetza metami tumas ochlin. The size food. Tumas ochlin. Food the size of an egg. Can be metame others in terms of tumas ochlin. Kibetza chasrim shumshum. If it's missing the size of a sesame seed, a tiny little amount. Ena metami tumas ochlin. It cannot be mitame. Some Rishonim even say this means to be mikabel tuma. Many Rishonim say that no, to become tame, it's any amount, any tiny amount of food. Right? But to make others tame, you have to be the size of a beitza. And other Rishonim say no, even to be mikabel tuma. Remember, this is stage two in terms of mitame. To be mukhshar lakabel tuma, that's a previous stage. Pasuk in Shmini. Any food has to become wet with one of the seven liquids from Maseches Machshirim, Yad Shach Adam, in order to then be roi, to then be makabel or matame. So that is Ochlin. Or a third example, Shlosha al Shlosha, mitame medris. Only 3 by 3 is mitame medris. Rashi adds in the word tfachim, right? 3 by 3 tfachim is mitame medris. What's mitame medris? Able to become tame medris. We know tame medris is by zav zava, by the mechusrei kapara, where if a tame person, if a zav or a zava, you're allowed to sit on something, that item becomes an avatuma, mishkav hazav, Moshev Hazav, Merkav Hazav. That's Tumas Medris. Right? How does something become Tame? By touching it, by carrying it, by being in the same Ohel. And a unique type of Tumas, as we mentioned various times in the past, is Tumas Medris. Tumas Medris is when literally trampled, Lidros al something, is to trample on it. So if you have something very small, that's not royally yeshiva. So it has to be something that's royally yeshiva. So 3 by 3 Tvachim is royally yeshiva. That's why it's Tame Medris. Shlosha Shlosha Chatzar Nima Achad. If it's missing one thread, Eina matami medris. So Rabbi Yirmiya is rejected by Rabbi Zera. Right? Rabbi Yirmiya asks Rabbi Zera this question. Rabbi Zera says back to him, you know, what kind of question is that? All shear, do they really know Havash Lish? They know. There's a shear and it makes a difference. Havash Lish makes a difference, and one has to know all shiurim are like that. In any area of science, there are exact limitations and lines, and if you go over the line, or if you're before the line, it's a game of inches. Life is a game of inches, right? Than any sports game. What's the difference? You touch the plate, you don't touch the tiny, it's an inch. Doesn't matter. There are rules. So in any real system of law, so too here, it's a system of law, and therefore this is how everything works. Says the Ritva, expanding. Says the Ritva. Pirish al kopanim kol midos chachamim kachem shei efshar ledakdek b'shiurim al hashir hatzarech mamish lo pachas v'lo yeser v'imbanu ledakdek kein. And if you want to be so medakdek, e efshar lasei shum shir yadua l'shum davar ki la'olam haya yachol la'adam yacholus ledakdek v'lo mar b'kol shir shein ma'alu morid bo l'fachos o l'hosav imenu mashu. Why is this shir significant? Why is that shir significant? Just everything will be thrown out. V'nimsu kol hashir mizbatlin. Why is kezai significant? Why is Kibetza, this is the shear that was decided to be a significant chefza, and that's it. A tiny drop more, a tiny drop up, yes. That's the shear. There has to be certain limitations. The Maariv Chayis here quotes that there are other Gemaras, one other Gemara specifically, where Rabbi Yirmiya asked these kinds of kashas. Remember this one. Baba Basra Chav Gimel. The case is talking about nipples, talking about little birds. Little birds that are hefker, or maybe hefker. So if you find a little bird that's within a certain amount, certain distance, within a coop, do you assume that this bird belongs to the coop owner or not? So the Mishnah says, Chav Gimel on the base, Nipol hanimsa betoch hamishamama, within 50 amos of the shovach, harehu shalbala shovach. It belongs to the Baal HaShovach. It belongs to the coop owner. Chutz mechamishim ama hariyu shamotzo. And if it's more than 50 away, it is hefker. Nimsa ben shno shovachos is found between two. Karav lazeh shalo, karav lazeh shalo. Mechza al mechza, shem yachloko. If it's found in the middle, then you don't know whose it is, yachloko. So there in that Gemara. Boy Reb Yirmiya. Raglo achas betoch nun ama, viraglo achas chutz chamishim ama, mahu. What if you have a little bird, one of its little legs is within 50 amos, and one of its little legs is outside of 50 amos? So, does it belong to the coop owner, or is it hefker? V'alda afkua l'Rabbi Yirmiyah mibei medrasha. And this is why Rabbi Yirmiyah got sent to the principal's office. Right, this is why he got thrown out of the base medrash. Mamash, that's what it said. This type of question. Ask Tosis, what's so bad about that question? It's Dakas Dik. The Mishnah itself says, Mechza, Mechza. It's exactly in between the kupos, then you split it. Ask Tosis, why they get so upset? But you see, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks these types of questions. Like over here, he has a similar question. He says, so he asks Tosfos, Ein lefarish, mishum deboy milsa de lo shricha klau. The problem isn't Stam that he asked something very unusual. Dahachi isrami, deraglo achas tochamisha, raglo achas choslamishim, betsimsum, dashkakla de basisa nami bekai gavna airi, mechza mechza. That's not his problem. And I might add, the Gemara plenty of times asks wild types of questions, very unusual. Now we discussed it a couple of weeks ago, and we spoke about Bechor. Two animals are next to each other, and one animal has a bechor, but it goes right into the other animal's uterus, and then it comes out of the other animal. Does it have kedushas bechor? I mean, some wild questions like that. So what? Just because of that, it's so unusual? It tells us that that's not what the problem is, because the other question, the other case is also unusual. Ela nir l'arbeinu tam, de mishum hachi afkua, mishum de midadada, the point is, when little birds and chicks waddle outside the coop, Chazal say it waddles up to 50 amos outside the coop. So what the problem is that it doesn't waddle out of 50 amos. This was just a science that Chazal accepted at that time. That was the problem. And if you have the Pshat Tosfos, it fits in beautifully to our Gemara also. It was in terms of, not in terms of unusual cases. What if you're ever learning with a child, Mishnayos? What if, it comes up with other types of questions. If this happens, that happens. But that's thinking like the Gemara thinks. That's not the problem here. The problem is where we have a certain accepted custom of nature, right? Birds don't waddle more than 50 amos out. Or a certain level of plant growth that is considered significant. Havoa shlish. So that's it. And once you have that shear, then this can discuss. That's not just a case of unusual, but it's a case of impossible. Case of beyond that is not in the realm of discussion in the base medrash. That's the so that was the problem with that Reb Zeira had with Reb Yirmiyah. With Reb Yirmiyah. Stop there for just 1 minute, just the second and final Chashuk Yechemet of the day. Once we're talking about mikvah, also fascinating discussion in terms of the mikvah. Listen to this shaila. Maisa Shahaya. Ha'azama Reb Shimon Milolov, one of the Lolover Rebbes. He went to America for an offer for a grandson. Good. He goes to a grandson. Mustama, this was in Brooklyn. Doesn't say. And in the Shabbos morning, before davening, he went to one of the gaboyim of the shul where his grandson's going to have the offer. And he said, I'm going to go to the mikveh before davening. And he says, well, our mikveh in our shtiebel is not working. I'll go to the mikveh next door. So he goes to the mikveh, the shtiebel next door, and the mikveh next door, and he goes, fine. And they start davening in the afrif, and they're waiting, and the rebbe doesn't come. And they're waiting, and they get to the davening and laning, and where's the rebbe? Finally, they're done. They realize, they see he's finishing davening in the next door shtiebel. It's like, what happened? You just went to the mikveh. You didn't go to daven there. He says, well, I went to the mikveh there, and as I got out, I saw the petek on the wall that it said, Tfila b'makom hu b'mispale beis haknesses bilvad. You're only allowed to use this mikveh if you daven here. And I get out, I'm like, oh my gosh. If I don't daven here, I'm a goslin. Then I was always allowed to do it. So I figured, okay, I'll get to the suda. But I wasn't allowed to leave. So I had to daven upstairs. The yeshle is topic. Ask Rav Zilberstein, did he really have to do this? That he came all the way in from Israel to go to the Afrif, his grandson, or he didn't have to. He did with Nimr Shur Zadin. He felt that. So Rav Zilberstein says, Nira, that it was Midas Chasidus. He did not have to do this. Shezel Barur. They didn't put up the petek to say that it's Gezel. Mistama, they put up the petek because they didn't want people who don't daven there in general to use the mikvah bekvius, or they wanted to get people to daven in their shul. One of the two. Kadeshi Yela Minya Berevach Aval Vadai. If they knew that somebody went in there by mistake and he has an offer for the grandson in the next shul, would anybody make a big deal about it? Oh, Rebbe? Rebbe, be careful. Don't go there. Nobody's going to say that. So it was definitely Midas Chasidus. Uve Prat, and here he could have paid for it on Motzei Shabbos. And he says, you know, even if somebody is Tovah Shalom Bershus, you know, it's not, you can't compare it to this type of case. Okay, that's in terms of Tevila. We continue. Says the Gemara, after Rabbi Yirmiyahu was told that all Shi'urei Rabbanan are like this. So he himself says, Hada Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, La Milsi Da Amri. You know what? I could bring a raya that Havashlish must be the crucial, you know, even though I first got upset about it, I'm like, why is this? How do they know? But I see from the following that Havashlish is significant. Deboy mine chavrai me Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana's friends asked him, Omer shekrivu Yisrael b'knisasam la'aretz, me'echa nikrivuhu. When Kla Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan, a couple of days later, it's Pesach. We know you can't eat chadash, right, from Eretz Yisrael, maybe even a chuslaris, but you can't eat chadash until you bring the carbon of Omer. So what did they eat? First question is, what did they eat until they, right, if the month stopped the month before, what did they eat? But let's say they had what to eat. But from what did they bring the Omer? The new carbon of barley, the new barley that grew on the second day of Pesach, Mehecha Nikrivu, from which barley did they bring it? Mehecha Nikrivuhu. Im Tomar Da'ayul Biad Nachri, if it's the barley that grew before they came in, what that was in the hands of the Kenanim, Kitzir Chemam Rachman, of a low Kitzir Nachri. It's got to be Kitzir Nachri that grew in Yorishus. Yorishus. And even though Tosfos mentions that Eretz Yisrael really belonged to us from Isa Bracious, but if a Nachri plants the barley and works the barley, it's his barley. That's what Tosfos says here. Yesh lo b'masha zara, if he planted it. So that's excluded. So the Gemara first asks, Mimai dakrivu, dimma lo akrivu. Maybe they didn't give Omer that year because they didn't have. Maybe they didn't give it. So the Gemara says, lo saka daitach. No, you can't say that. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says at the beginning of Yoshua, they ate from the new growth, the produce of the land, on the day after the first day of Pesach. Meaning, it sounds like they ate from it then. Only then they ate from the new Yavol. But they didn't eat from the new Yavol earlier. And therefore, Dak Rivu Omer, Vahadar Achli, they gave the carbon to Omer, and only after that they ate. So I'm back to my question. Mehechan Hikrivu. So what did they bring the Omer from? From stuff that grew in the hands of the non-Jews that you're not allowed to bring from the Omer. Omer, there's a lot to talk about, but we'll finish, we're in the middle. Omer Lahen, Kol Shalohevi Shlish, Biyad Nachri. Maybe they brought from items that did not grow a Shlish Biyad Nachri, it only grew a Shlish Biyad Yisrael. Says the Gemara, so that's my Raya, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu. It must be that as long as it didn't grow a shlish beyond Nachri, only beyond Yisrael, it's okay. Says the Gemara, V'dilma ayah v'lo kimlu. Maybe it did grow a shlish, but they weren't so sure about it. Maybe, how do you know for sure? So that's what Yirmiyahu says. Ela kimlu, it must be that they could tell and they knew. Hachanami kimlu. So it must be in general, the rabbis know how a shlish is the significant shear, and they know exactly when that is. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, therefore, that answers my question. Continues the Gemara, V'dilma lo ayah klau. Maybe it didn't grow, it hardly grew at all. Maybe the reason that he was so sure was because it was so, so early. It wasn't even close. And that's how they knew. But if it already grew a quarter, maybe the rabbis aren't so, you know, expert. A quarter to a third. So the Gemara said, that can't be. They came out on the 10th, and Pesach was on the 15th. It's not going to go in 5 days. Not going to cross over the important stage. What? But still, it grew a quarter or it grew a sixth. But still, in 5 days, nothing's going to happen. Oh, you want to say, our Eretz Yisrael is very special and unique and things grow very fast? So too. So, lebasof, we end up saying there is no raya. Maybe it did grow quickly, and Eretz Yisrael is special. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is, oh, now I understand that that is, this little section is not there. A couple of important points to discuss here. Why did they bring it from Eivor HaYarden? Does that have Kedusha? It has to be shown him here. Right? Eivor HaYarden, so the Ritva says, it's a mitzvah to bring it from the standing in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah lahavi min hakama. Right? Not to bring it from what was already cut before they went in. Right? Or the Meiri says, what they would have brought would have been dried out already. You got to cut it right beforehand. But then the Ran. The Ran, right here in the Chlushim, not in the back. The Chlushim Ran says, why did they bring it from Eivor HaYarden? Eivor HaYarden is a Bidi Eved. And the first time you bring it, you can't rely on a Bidi Eved. That's the Ran right here. The Yesh Lomar, to Omer Mitzvaso La Viyom Yehuda, Veino Nire Lomar Sheomer Rishon Haya Shaloka Mitzvaso. What does this sound like? Sounds like of Yosef Engel in Masechah Shabbos. Remember, Yosef Engel answers the question of the Achronim, Dachav Chimel and Shabbos. Why did they have to have the Nes of Chanukah to have the tar oil? Tumot Shabbat, they'll use Tameh oil. No problem. So if Yosef Engel says, the Galyoni Ashas right there, you could use Tameh oil in the day-to-day activities of the Beis HaMikdash, but not when you're being Machanich, the Beis HaMikdash. You don't rely on the Evitz to start. When you start, everything's got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect. Right, the Shivas Yimei Miluim, he quotes Bali Tosfos and Shmini. So that's exactly what the Ran says here. Yeah, theoretically it could have worked, but not when. The first time you ever bring the Karban HaOmer in Eretz Yisrael, you know, you're not going to bring it from the best of the best. So that's the Ran right here, very important. Number one. Number two, asks Tosfos. Look at the fourth to last skinny line in Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, we had a Shabbos HaGadol drasha about this a couple of years ago. Ask the Yerushalmi, what they eat at the Seder? The second day, they ate, right, from the new grain. But if they didn't have any mun left, and everything was still usser, so what matzahs did they eat? They had to eat matzah. Ask the Yerushalmi, what they eat at the Seder? Third wide line. Lo achlu Yisrael matzah belele Pesach. They didn't eat matzah on the night of Pesach. What'd they eat? What, it was all Asr Mishum Chadash? What'd they eat? They didn't have any man left. Amr Abiona, it's a quote from the Yerushalmi. Man denafkis tehes delo, Amr le shan yehi, shemitzvahs asei dochelos asei. Ooh. Asei dochelos asei. The asei of Be'erav Tochlu Matzos is doche, would be doche the los asei of Chadash. First answer the Yerushalmi gives. Asei dochelos asei. Which is interesting, the Achronim point out. Does that mean they were only able to eat a kezayis of matzah that first night? Because beyond the kezayis, there's no longer a mitzvah, and therefore it's just aser, mishum chadash. That's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests. But this is what our shiur was about a couple of years ago, when we mentioned, we had a daf be'in shiur about this also a couple of years ago, about maximum and minimal way of doing mitzvos. The yesod that the Netziv develops, and others develop, is that even if the Torah tells you a minimal way to do a mitzvah, if I choose to do it in a maximal way, that entire action has the status of the mitzvah. The entire action. So for example, the Ramban Shita. The Ramban says the mitzvah of Kriya Shema D'Oraisa is just the first pasuk. Shema Yisrael Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And maybe they added on Baruch Shem. But that's it. That's the mitzvah D'Oraisa of Kriya Shema. So ask the Nitziv on the Ramban. But there's a Gemara in the second parak in Brachos which discusses being mafsik in Kriya Shema. When can you be mafsik in Kriya Shema? In Kriya Shema, according to the Ramban, of course you can't be mafsik. It's the first pasuk. Explains the Nitziv, no, even the Ramban would agree. The minimum Kriya Shema is the first pasuk. But once I decide to add on to that, the first pasuk, the second, but the third pasuk, I didn't have to, but once I do it, it all has the status of Kriya Shema. So that's why there are Gemara. Can ask that. It's not just the Daraisa and you're adding on to Rabbana. No. It all has the status. And that's the beautiful diak in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, it's a mitzvah asei to eat matzah on the night of the 15th, the night of the Seder. And then the Rambam says, and once you eat a kezayis, yosei dechavaso. The Rambam does not say it's a mitzvah to eat kezayis and matzah on the night of Pesach. He says it's a mitzvah to eat matzah, period. And then at the end, you know, once you eat a kezayis, that's enough. What's the Rambam saying? All the matzah I eat at the night of the Seder is part of my mitzvah. It's all. The minimum, once you eat a kezayis, you're yotze. But that's it. That, all of that becomes part. So it could be that even if I say it's asi dochalosa say, I wouldn't be hindered. I wouldn't be limited to the first kezayis. That's the first answer that the Yerushalmi gives. What's the second answer the Yerushalmi gives? Two lines later in Tosfos. Mima shahayu tagari nachrim mochrim lahem. they ate from what the non-Jewish merchants sold them. Meaning, for the carbon of Omer, you have to bring from Kitzir Chai. You have to bring from stuff that grew for you. But for the mitzvah of matzah, you don't have to eat. There's a raya here that some achronim bring that shmur matzah. They bought it when it was already made cut. You don't need mishas ksira, right? They got it was already cut from the Tagan, the Makar Chayim, the Nesivus. In his commentary on Hilchos Pesach, he quotes, this is a raya that is for sure mutter b'di'evet, right? Lechathila, fine. But b'shur mevor behevya, de'eno ma'akev. Avshalom nishma, b'shas ketzira. That's the Makar Chayim here in Hilchos Pesach in Tuf Nun Gimel, where it talks about all the different days. But that's an important discussion. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the 2 days in the Yerushalmi? What's wrong with Asidoch HaLos Asay? So there is a principle that Chazal mentioned elsewhere. Asay and Los Asay Lefnei HaDibur and Los Asay LaAcher HaDibur, right? The Asay of Matzah was given before Maimed Har Sinai. Parshas Bo. Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. The Isser of Chadash was given afterwards. Right, it's given afterwards in Amor. Asay Lefnei HaDibur might not be Docha Los Asay LaAcher HaDibur. That might be the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the 2 days in Yerushalmi. And the Svar of the Prei Yeshua says in Kiddushin, why is that? Because why do we say the principle of Asi Docha Lo Saseh? Because Hashem gives us a package. So when He gives us a mitzvah, He knows there's an Avir that might come up, and He gives us the mitzvah anyway. But on Asi Lefnei HaDibur, and Lo Saseh LaAcher HaDibur, when He gave us this mitzvah, the Lo Saseh didn't exist. So who says this? He gave us the mitzvah even when there's a Lo Saseh? Maybe not. So that's why the Pnei Yeshua says that's the svar for that principle. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now the Gemara says Maskifla, six lines up. Maskifla, Rabbi Chanina, Umi. Now we're going back to the original source. Before we got it sidetracked with Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira, the original source. How do I know that Havo Shlish, which you can't learn? The whole basis of Maseches Maaseros is those two words, Havo Shlish. When a tefuah brings havah shlish, that's when it's chayv in maestros. And what's the source for that? So this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara in Shas, which is the basis for Maseches Maaseros. What's the source for havah shlish? So we quote it up top. Chag ha'asif. Asif is extra, so it really means katsir, and it must have grown a third in the previous year. So maskav Rabbi Chanina, umimat is amrit, dahai asif katsir hu. Who says that asif is extra, and therefore it has to mean katsir? But doesn't it say later on in the Torah in Dvarim, be aspecha migarnecha umiyekvecha? When you gather from your silos, v'yamamar, what do we darshin? Sechasuka, b'psolas gorn v'yachavachas medaber. We darshin that the extra aspecha is teaching you what schach has to be made out of. Right? From the, it has to be namakabal tumen, has to grow from the ground. So the word asif, even in mishpatim, is not extra, is teaching you the ABCs of your sukkah. Look at Rashi. Beautiful Rashi. Rashi says on the fourth wide line, V'hai chaga asif nami de ka'amrit yaseirahu. You said chaga asif back in mishpatim is extra. Mishum dechsiv gabi ba'aspachas ma'asach, it's not extra. Elazel Shem Achag. This is the day of the holiday. Al Shem Shasuka Misuchaches Bipsolas Gorn Vyakev. Vahavile Kamanta Kasa Vahaga Sukkah Spitzes Hashanah. It's telling you a basic idea about Sukkahs and your structure of the Sukkah. That your Schach has to be made out of this. And that's what's not extra. This, by the way, relates to what we discussed at length in Sukkah, in Maseches Sukkah. What's the definition of Sukkah? Is it the schach only? Is it also the walls? Is it also the floor? The Rashi, that base in Sukkah, Val Shem, schach, nikra Sukkah. So this sounds like Rashi's emphasizing that. This is the name of the chag. It comes from the schach. So, Amar Bizera, Hamil Savi Badan, we had a great answer. Vaz Rabbi Chanina Shadda Banarka. And Rabbi Chanina threw an axe at it. Meaning, I don't know what to do with this question. This is a bomb kasha. We have to come up with a different answer. Elaminalan, so different answer. If you want to look in the Meshech Chachma, there in Mishpatim, in Perach Chav Gimel, he gives an answer to this question. He gives an answer. So you can look it up. It's beautiful. Chav Gimel Tezayin, having to do with pre and post Cheta Egel. Elaminalan, but go to the Gemara. So give me another source for Havah Shlish. Kidetanya, Rabbi Yonasan Ben Yosef Omer, the Asas is at Tvuo L'Shalosh Hashanim, right? By Yovel, Hashem promises that you will have tevua for 3 years, right? Because we're not going to work the land in Shemitah and in Yovel, and the following year we have to plant. So what are we going to survive on? So Hashem promises you can have enough for 3 years. Al tikri l'shlosh, ela l'shlish. Right? Don't say l'shlosh, but it's a remes to l'shlish. And it says asas. Asas means it's already made. It's already made. Top Tosfos. Klomar. Asiyasa. Kishehi shlish bishula. Right, that's the limud. Not such a bona fide, but al-tikri. Right, al-tikri is another tool that Chazal have. Even though al-tikris are totally changing the context and the meaning, but that's a tool that Chazal have also. Al-tikri. Says the Gemara Bami Boile Legufe. But don't you need the pasuk just Legufe, that Hashem is promising, giving a promise to those who are worried? So it's not an extra pasuk. So Ksiv Korach Reina, no, there's another pasuk that's the promise. Uzratem es Hashana Ashminis, you shall plant the eighth year, v'achaltem et ha-tfuah yashan ad Hashana Ashiyis. You'll have enough from the old tfuah. So there's already a promise in that pasuk. So this must be extra, and therefore it is darshined the way we darshan it with the al-tikri. Good. Period. It's not awesome. Says the Mishnah in Shvius. Ha'orez, va'aduchin, va'prigin, va'shumshamin. We would call all of these kitnios. Right? They're not grain. They're not vegetables. They're not fruit. So what are they? They're legumes. They're kitnios. Poppy and millet and sesame and rice. Right? All of these items. Shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Shvius says the crucial moment in time to determine what year it's from and Shemitah for legumes is Hashrasha, when it takes root. So if it took root before Rosh Hashanah, Mis Asrin L'Sha'avar, then it's considered sixth year fruit, Umutar B'Shvias. V'im Lav, and if not, Asur B'Shvias, if it didn't take root till Shvias, then it's Asur B'Shvias, Umis Asrin L'Sha'avar, and it's considered, you know, the future year. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbanan, these next two lines are lifelines. This is a Yesod. Ilon Basar Chanata. Rashi said this before. Tree, fruit, what's the crucial moment in fruit to determine what year they're from and when they're chayv and maestras? Blossoming. Tfuah v'zeisim basar shlish. Grains and zeisim olives go by the third of their maturity. Yerek basar lakita. Vegetables go by when they are harvested. Hani kimancha v'nirabanan. So these legumes, they're like none of the above. Why not? They're like none of the above. Why is that? Hader Amar Rabba, Rabbi explains, Mitok sha'asuyin prichin prichin, because they are made and eaten prichin prichin, which means that you take some off the plant and you eat them. And then a month later you take some off the plant and you eat them. Meaning you do it little by little. So, Azli Rabbanan Basarash Rasha. The Rabbanan did not want it to go by Lakita, because then, what? The same crop you picked yesterday, you picked today, it's going to be different years. They wanted something that was more uniform, and therefore they decided you go by Hashrasha. Why? How could the Rabbanan decide this? So Rashi explains, because the Chumas and Maestras of legumes, of kidneys, are all Durabbanan, so they can make up whatever rules they want. The whole concept is Durabbanan, says Rashi. Right, the last couple of lines in Rashi. Umaiser peiros ilon v'kinias yark v'durabbanan v'yecholos v'yachachamim l'kvozman l'fidaitam l'kolecha v'echad. So they can do it. Tosfos has on another point. And also maybe it's Shvius Bezmanazeh, which is Durabanan. That's number two. That's Rashi and Tosfos L'Shitaso. Says the Ravid here, though, Yesod Gadol. This is an unknown Ravid. Ravid quoted in the Ritva right here. Says the Ravid in the Ritva, no, even if it's Daraisa, it's not Durabanan. Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. Oh. The principle that's quoted in the Gemara in two places, by Bechor and by work on Chol HaMoed, and the Minchas Asher, Rosh Weiss, has one place where he catalogs 11 or 12 different places. Here's another one. The Ravid and the Ritva. The Ravid says, you know why the Rabbanan can make up this decide when the crucial moment is? Because it's an example of the Torah says fill in the blank to the rabbis. The Rabbanan can always make up new rules, but it's not so often where they say, you determine the contours of the law. That's not something so common, right, for a Doraisa. But that's here. Masra Kazal HaChamim, the Ravid quotes it right here. That's what they could go after Ashrasha. Amar Le Abaya. Abaya says, wait a minute. The reason that they came up with this shear of Hashrasha is because, you know, you pick some now, you pick some then, you use some. The Yitzbar Garna Latocho, why don't you just gather them all up in a big pile? And some of them you'll use now, some of them you'll use in a month from now. But V'nimsa Torim in Achadash Shabo Alachadash Shabo Menayashin Shabo Alayashin Shabo. If you put them all together, even if you would go Basar Lakita, even if you go, yeah, so you pick some today, you pick some tomorrow, you pick some the following year. If you put it all in a pile and then you take some, mistama, in that grab that you take, you'll have some from last year and some from this year, and it'll be fine. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa? Rabbi Yossi ben Kiper Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Pola Mitzri Shazaro Lazera, a Egyptian bean that you planted not to eat. because that would have different rules. You planted it in order to replant it, to create zrum to replant it. Miksaso hishris lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Miksaso hishris lacha Rosh Hashanah. Some took root before, some took root afterwards. Ein tarminu ma'asrin mizelzeh. You can't be tarminu ma'aser from 1 year on the next. Lefishe ein tarminu ma'asrin lo menachadash ala yashan, v'lo menachadash ala chadash. So you're stuck here, because some of it was before, some of it was after. And you know, it's very confusing to have one area and one thing that grew, and it'll be different years. So Ketzeduosa, what should you do? Sover garner latocho, put it all in one big pile, take a bunch, the nimsa tarimu ma'aser, menachadash shabo ala chadash shabo, menayashin shabo ala yashin shabo. And you're allowed to assume that in every bunch that you take, you have a little bit of the yashin and a little bit of the chadash. So why do you do that here too? Why the Rabbanan have to come up with a whole new system of ashrasha? So Amar Lei, so he answered him, Reb Shimon Shazuri Ka'amrit, you're asking me about Reb Shimon Shazuri? Reb Shimon Shazuri, Savar Yesh Bila. He could do that because he holds Yesh Bila. What does that mean? When items get mixed together, we could assume that there is a natural mixing and there's a uniform mixing, and whenever you take a bunch, you have a little of everything. That's Yesh Bila. For Rabbanan, Savar Yesh Bila, but who says Rabbanan hold that way? You can't say that. Maybe you're only getting from 1 year and not from another year. And therefore, you cannot rely on that. And that's why we have to come up with a new idea of Hashrasha. And that's why Hashrasha, for sure, you're not picking anything before Hashrasha. It didn't grow yet. So, Lamaisa, Lamaisa, we have four shiurim. Trees go by blossoming. Tvua goes by Havah Shlish. Vegetables, Yirakos, go by harvesting, right? Which is very important, Lamaisa, in terms of what year it is, and Trumas, and Maisras, and Shrita. And Kineos go by Hashrasha, which is very early stage in its development. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue another two blot or so relating to issues of Shemitah and Netios, and then Daf Tezayin, we get into what we call Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaDin.